180 degrees, direct. Good evening, podcast audience, local 304, and particularly my branch. In fact, good evening to all mail handlers, because what I'm going to podcast tonight about is there is a letter out of headquarters that says the RI-399, they have set a date for distribution. So this isn't a local 304 podcast or just a Columbus podcast. It is a podcast for all mail handlers who will take part of the RI-399 settlement. And here's a letter dated September 16th to local presidents, National Executive Board, Michael J. Hora. The reference is RI-399 settlement distribution, and it reads as follows. On June 26, 2018, the National Postal Mail Handlers Union, the APWU, and the USPS reached a tripartite agreement regarding update of regional instructions, RI-399 procedures. With certain exceptions, the MOU effectively withdrew and administratively closed all cross-craft grievances that were pending in the RI-399 prior to September 1st, 2017. The MOU also provided for monetary payments to mail handlers and clerks in consideration of the withdrawal of these grievances. The parties have agreed that $14,500,000 will be distributed amongst mail handlers designated by the National Postal Mail Handlers Union. The settlement and monetary payment distribution details were widely released and are also posted at National Postal Mail Handlers Union headquarters. Let us continue. The USPS will make payment on this settlement in the final pay period of the 2019 fiscal year. Thus, the settlement will be included in the October 4th, 2019 paycheck. The National Office has established a union-run appeal procedure for any claims that may be filed by mail handlers who do not receive a monetary payment on October 4th, 2019, but who believe they should have been listed amongst the eligible, or by eligible mail handlers who receive a payment on October 4th, 2019, but believe they did not receive the proper number of shares authorized. The decision made by this appeal procedure will be final and binding. Closing paragraph. The appeal procedures will be discussed in detail during the upcoming Sam Liu meeting in Washington, D.C. And Sam Liu is an acronym for a semi-annual meeting of local unions. In addition, appeal forms will be distributed to all local presidents and posted at National Postal Mail Handlers Union headquarters. Please let me know if you have any questions. Now, again, as I read this and as I put this out on my podcast, I am understanding that the grievance settlement reached on June 26th, we're now going to get paid for it. In other words, they're setting up disbursements or distributions, however you want to call it, so that you'll get paid in your October 4th paycheck. Now, in addition to you receiving your payment on October 4th, and remember, that payment is coming from the post office, not from the union. But the union has set up an appeals process for you, and they're pretty much trying to bifurcate into two types of appeals. One, you got no money. Two, you didn't get as much money as you thought you were going to get. So again, if there's an issue, the National is setting up appeal boards so that you can voice your issue. But they're setting them up for two reasons. One, you did not receive monetary payment. And two, you did not receive the proper amount. Okay, so now we've gotten paid October 4th from the post office. The union has set up an appeal board. If you don't receive the proper amount or if you receive no payment, they're set to answer your questions. And again, The decisions made by the appeal board will be final. So if there's a disagreement, you got one shot to prove it's right. If that doesn't work, we're going to move on to the next one. So that's the latest update. In fact, this is dated September 16th from Michael Hoare coming out of headquarters. So October 4th, we're going to get paid. And I'm going to just leave that right there because some of us are, the glass is half empty. Some of us believe the glass is half full. So let's just accept this RI-399 payment and we'll move to the next topic. But to Local 304, I would like to say, if I was your local president, I would have requested payment amounts to every member in my local, so we would have scrubbed that list and reported back to headquarters what the correct amount would have been. In other words, we would have put preventive measures in place so that we don't have to exercise an appeal process because we didn't get the right amount. So again, that's just what your new leader will put in place so we can avoid the rush. And, you know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So I have to ask this question, since we've been waiting so long for this settlement. What are you going to do with your RI-399 settlement? What are you going to do with all that cash? Well, me, I'm going straight to Guitar Center, buy me a brand new microphone. I have two shares coming. I'm going to buy me a new microphone and call it $3.99, and that will be the new voice of my postal podcast. So I'm thankful for the payment. Not satisfied, but thankful. Have a great day.